It is a pleasant spring afternoon on this first day of May. Temperatures today have been mainly in the upper 50s to lower 60s. A few spots have pushed into the middle 60s this afternoon. Temperatures will climb over the weekend, and by early next week, we have a shot at touching 80 on Monday, so things will begin to feel a bit more like June than May as we work ahead into early next week. But in the short term, things will be a bit on the cool side, at least through tonight. Clouds are still fairly thick in many locations, though we have had some nice breaks in the clouds, primarily in our valley locations. And there is still the chance that a sprinkle or a shower may fall in a few spots as we work through the late day and early evening hours. But any showers will be quite light and very few and far between. Later tonight, temperatures will drop into the 40s. We'll have some areas reach the upper 30s in our typically cooler locations north and west of the capital region. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will begin to build in from the west, so we're looking for partly sunny skies. There is still the small chance of a passing shower tomorrow, but again, most areas will be free of rain, and temperatures will be warmer tomorrow, basically in the neighborhood of 70 degrees, so our range is from the upper 60s to lower 70s. On Sunday, again, we're looking for a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and there might be a passing shower in a few spots Sunday afternoon, but again, most areas will be free of rain on Sunday, and temperatures on Sunday will reach into the lower and middle 70s. Then on Monday, we'll see a cold front begin to push in from the north. That should enhance the flow of warm air in advance. Therefore, temperatures on Monday will be in the 70s to around 80 degrees, and the approach of that front could set off a late-day shower or storm, primarily north and west of the capital region. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or sprinkle, low in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or sprinkle, low in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing sprinkle, low in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or sprinkle, low in the lower to mid 40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide, on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing shower, with highs in the lower to mid-70s, and on Monday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a late shower or storm, mainly north and west of Albany, warm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.